entire circumstance very well. And on Christmas Day, my mother always baked an apple pie for them. And she would buy a couple of little presents. And my brothers and I would go down there in the afternoon. And they would welcome us. Oh, they would welcome company. They were wonderful people in that respect. And going into their house, there were no decorations, no Christmas tree, no sign that it was Christmas at all. And they would be sitting by the wood stove. And we would sit there and we would talk with them. And they would ask us how things were going and what presents we got for Christmas. And I would give them the apple pie. And my mother had purchased a pair of gloves, work gloves for Alan, which I gave him. And she'd gotten a little frilly handkerchief, which she had for Catherine. And I knew, as did my mother know, that's the only presents that they got. And when I left, my brothers and I left, Alan said, thank you. Thank your mother. And Catherine said, thank your mother for me too. And she had tears in her eyes. That helped me understand there was a lot more to Christmas than receiving books and sweaters and other presents.
It's interesting that